This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah الذي هدانا لهذا وما كنا لنهتدي لولا أن هدانا الله. وأعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله صلى الله وسلم وبارك عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن سلك طريقهم وسار على نهجهم ودعا بدعوتهم إلى يوم الدين أما بعد فاتقوا الله عباد الله واتقوا يوما ترجعون فيه إلى الله ثم توفى كل نفس ما كسبت وهم لا يظلمون My brothers, my sisters, be conscious of Allah. Fulfill your duty unto Allah. He who made you, He who sustains, He who protects and provides, He who nourishes and cherishes, He who grants cure when we are ill, He in whose hands entire existence lies and the control of it. Develop your relationship with the one whom you are going to return to. The successful one is not he or she who has amassed wealth or power or authority or has lived long in this world. But successful is the one who receives his or her book in the right hand on the day of judgment. May Allah make us from those. Successful is the one whom Allah says to on the day of judgment or the day of Qiyamah that he or she is successful. Successful is the one who meets Allah whilst Allah is pleased with him or her. That is success. When Allah gives you the ability to concentrate more on your relationship with him than your relationship with this worldly life, then that is success. When Allah gives you the ability to realize that this world is not paradise. Paradise is something else, somewhere else, after we die. And that this world will be full of problems, trials, tribulations, issues, difficulties, and so many different types of calamities and hardship. That is the nature of this life. If Allah did not give that to us here in this world, what was the point of creating a paradise? Because in that case, we would have such a sweet, smart, beautiful life that we would not want to die and we would hold no value for paradise because as it is, we would have everything we want already on earth. While we're alive, why should I go to paradise?
فيها ما تشتهيه الأنفس وتلذ الأعين وأنتم فيها خالدون.
Regarding paradise, Allah says, in it there is that which is sweet to the eye. Anything your eyes look at and your eyes want will be yours. Not in this world, but in paradise. Anything that your soul desires will be yours, not in this world, but in the hereafter. And Allah says, you will dwell therein forever. No sickness, no harm. Not in this world, in the hereafter. In this world, every year there will be a season when you have a flu, perhaps, or you are not well, or you are sick, or your organs begin to fail. May Allah give cure to those who are sick and ill. Say Ameen.
Amen.
May Allah grant shifa and cure to all those across the globe who are struggling with their health. Ameen. That is the nature of this world. But in the hereafter, no health problems. You will have a body according to what you want. Because in this world, the body you have is according to what Allah wants. I did not choose my body, my skin tone, where I was going to be born, my parents, what nationality I may be, for example. All that was part of Allah's plan for me and for you. I didn't choose it. But Allah says, if you live in the correct way, and you do not allow yourself to believe that this world is a paradise, you worship Allah alone and you try your best to follow the path and the ways of the messengers, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the case of this ummah, then Allah will give you a day when He will tell you, what do you want? You will have. You want to be tall, you will be tall. You want to be short, you will be short. You want to be light complexion, dark complexion, thin, fat, whatever you would like, you will be. And if you want to change every few minutes, you will change every few minutes. And there will be no sickness and there will be nothing there that will be negative at all. What you look at shall be yours. By the way, nothing that you see in terms of material items on earth qualify to be in Jannah. So when you see a Mercedes Benz and when you see a beautiful house, don't say, oh Allah, give me this Mercedes in Jannah. Because that is such a small prayer. It is so invaluable. That Mercedes is not going to be in Jannah. When you go to Jannah, you will see something so unique that you will forget about the material things that this world had to offer. Today, if you were to have the latest Mercedes, or you made a dua to say, oh Allah, give me this Mercedes in Jannah. In a few years' time, you yourself will not want that same Mercedes, because as time passes, it will become an old model. You won't want it. So stop being materialistic. When you don't have something, it is not the sign of the displeasure of Allah. Your connection with Allah perhaps is stronger when you have less distractions. When there are less things that distract you. Today technology has advanced, and as easy as it has become to learn about your religion, to learn about the goodness of Islam, it has also become very easy to be distracted through shaitan's plot and plan in order to take us away from Allah through engaging in sin, enmity, hatred, and all sorts of vice. May Allah protect us from shaitan. My brothers, my sisters, be focused. Be focused on the main prize, not on something small regarding this world. That focus is temporary. Yes, it is permissible to be temporarily focused upon some achievement of this world on condition that you did not lose the main focus. When you get up for Salatul Fajr, early morning, it is also known as Salatul Subhi, the early morning prayer, when you get up for the sake of Allah, when you forsake your bedding for Allah, when you give up your sleep for Allah, and you make your way to the bathroom to wash yourself for Allah, and then you come to the house of Allah for the sake of Allah. Do you know what the Messenger Muhammad, peace be upon him, says? He says, and this is an authentic narration, قال صلى الله عليه وسلم ركعتا الفجر خير من الدنيا وما فيها. The two units of prayer that you offer prior to Salatul Fajr, prior to the Farad, which means we are talking about the Sunnah, just before the Farad of Salatul Fajr. The Prophet says those two rak'ah, those two units of Salatul Fajr are better than the whole world and whatever it contains. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. My brothers and sisters, you want something better than the whole world and what it contains, start your day in the obedience of Allah. Start your day thanking Allah that you have got up from your sleep. Many have died in their sleep. Start your day showing gratitude to Allah by enjoying the morning prayer. And I swear by Allah, when you enjoy the morning prayer in a smooth and calm way for the sake of Allah, He will make sure that you feel so good. Immediately you have fulfilled that salah. How many of us, when we get up for Salatul Fajr, after that we feel so good, because the day started on the right foot. The day started with Allah's mention. The day started with the pleasure of Allah. And the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, we claim to love him, we say we love him, we believe he is the best of creation, the most noble of all prophets of Allah. He tells us that those two units are better than the whole world and what it contains. But my brothers and sisters, let's be honest. Most of us are sleeping. Most of us are sleeping. What are you going to get from your sleep? You say, I am tired. You are tired? Well, if I told you that someone is out at the masjid giving you $100,000 for those who go early to the house of Allah, we will forget about the tiredness. We will stay awake all night for what? For a few notes that are printed in green ink. That's all. And Allah tells you that I promise you, when you come to the masjid, it is better for you than the whole world and what it holds inside it. But we won't be able to see that unless we have iman, conviction, yaqeen, faith in Allah. When you die, you will see the fruit of what you have done. This world is not a paradise. Paradise is somewhere else. It is something else. Paradise is where Allah promises us the greatest of promises. I want to ask you, my brothers and sisters, when Allah promises, He fulfills the promise. You know that and I know that. Don't you think if Allah has promised you that when you do good, you shall receive paradise, you shall receive goodness, don't you believe that He will deliver on His promise? He will definitely deliver on His promise. So Allah tells us that when we have given someone goodness of this world, it is not a sign that we are happy with him, and it is not a sign that we are angry with him. It is only goodness of this world to test him. When you have money, wealth, authority, power, good looks, whatever else, it is a test of Allah. He wants to see what you are going to do with all of that. When you do not have money, it is also a test of Allah. He wants to see what you are going to do with that. When you are healthy, it is a test from Allah. He wants to see what are you going to do with your health. Every one of these things is a test. Allah wants to see, are you going to come closer to me or are you going to go further away from me? Some people, when they have a lot of wealth, they forget Allah. They go to gamble, to the casinos, to the nightclubs. They commit adultery. They treat women as though the women are sex toys. They treat women in a very bad way. And it could be happening with women as well, where when they are wealthy, some of them abuse the young boys and the men with their wealth. It is happening. Be careful. Allah is watching. Allah is watching. Some people have a lot of money, immediately they forget Allah. They become people who start transgressing. I want to show you who is the boss, they will say. Trust me, the boss is Allah. The boss is Allah. He is the creator of the universe. On the day of judgment, the caller will call, لمن الملك اليوم. To whom does the kingdom belong today? Where are those with money? Where are those with authority? Where are those who are powerful in the world? Allah will ask a question, where are you? Where are you? So the answer will come, لِلَّهِ الْوَاحِدِ الْقَهَّارِ. Ownership indeed belongs to Allah alone, the one, the only, the irresistible. That is Allah. So my brothers, when Allah gives you wealth, humble yourself. Instead of coming to the masjid for 5 salah, because you have a lot of money, spend more time in the masjid. Come 5 minutes earlier than the others. Why? Because you have a better motor vehicle. The people coming walking come earlier than those riding bicycles. And those riding bicycles come earlier than those in the cars. And those in the cars come earlier than those in the luxury cars. Why? Why? Change that for the sake of Allah. Do you know every Friday, إِذَا كَانَ يَوْمُ الْجُمُعَةِ وَقَفَتِ الْمَلَائِكَةُ عَلَىٰ بَابِ الْمَسْجِدِ يَكْتُبُونَ الْأَوَّلَ فَالْأَوَّلِ فَإِذَا خَرَجَ الْإِمَامُ طَوَوْ صُحُفَهُمْ يَسْتَمِعُونَ الذِّكْرِ. Every Friday, the malaika, the angels, stand at the doors of the masjids writing the names of those who come first and then next and then next. Your names are written in the books. Every Friday at the doors of the masjids, the angels are writing the names of those who came first and second and third, etc., etc. When the imam comes out and he starts his lecture, they close the books. And you know what? They also want to listen to the lecture. Have you got your name in that book? Have you got your name first? Once in your life, aim for that. I'd rather be in a book of those who manage to come to the house of Allah first on a Friday than to be in a book mentioning the most important people in the world. True importance is when Allah gives you importance, not another human being. May Allah grant us an understanding. So remember, my brothers, don't be deceived by this world. Some people, when they have a lot, like I said, it leads them away. They begin to marry and divorce as though the women are a toy. And I mentioned that. They begin to treat those who work for them as though they are concubines. That's it. I can do what I want with you. You're a slave because I pay your money. We are all slaves of Allah and Allah alone. Ya ibadi, Allah talks to us. He says, oh my slaves, قُلْ يَا عِبَادِي, say to O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to my slaves, my worshippers, we are the slaves of Allah. And those who think that others are their slaves, they too are the slaves of Allah. They need to remember, if you think you have authority over someone, you need to know Allah has greater authority over you. Be careful. Respect people. Treat the lowest paid person with dignity, and Allah will give you true dignity. When you look at the person whom the world considers low because they don't have a job or a house, or they are sick and ill or anything else, if you can treat that person with total respect and politeness, and you can greet them with a smile, you have understood who is Allah. Because Allah made them, and Allah can change the situation to make you that person and that person you. He can change it very fast. He has done it in so many places, from riches to rags and from rags to riches. That is Allah. He has a plan in place. Subhanallah. When you have wealth, become humble. Calm down. Get closer to Allah. Do you know why? That wealth is going to be taken away from you. Wallahi. Wallahi. I swear by Allah that your money is going to be taken away from you. All of us, including myself. When? If not while you are alive, then definitely when you die. How many do you know of people who have buried themselves with all their money? Zero. How many have taken their credit cards into the qabr, into the grave? Zero. How many have been in the grave with anything besides the white cloth known as the kafan? Zero. How many have been helped by the amount they have amassed in their graves? Well, if they have spent it in their lives in the right way, they will be helped. But if they amassed it without spending it, they have wasted it. Spend in a good cause. When you have a little bit, spend something for Allah. If you have $100, give out a little bit. I promise you, there are others who belong to different religions. They give away at times 10% of their entire earnings to the church. The Muslims, we don't even want to give that small 2.5% of your savings of the whole year, and we find it difficult. My brothers and sisters, أنفق يا ابن آدم ينفق عليك. Spend, O children of Adam, and Allah will grant you. You shall be spent on by Allah. When you give, Allah gives you more. When you give, Allah gives you more. It's an investment. May Allah grant us goodness. When you have, turn to Allah. But we have another problem. The opposite. Some people, mashallah, when they don't have, they turn away from Allah. It also happens. So we have four categories. The wealthy who are close to Allah. That is the ideal. May Allah grant us barakah in our wealth. Ameen. May Allah give us sustenance so that we don't depend on anyone besides Him. Ameen. When Allah blessed you with wealth and you are close to Allah, mashallah, la quwwata illa billah, tabarakallah, we pray that Allah bless you more and more. That is a true Muslim. when he has a lot of wealth, authority, power, etc. But he is humble. He comes to the masjid. He greets the people. He talks to people with respect. He spends his wealth. She spends her wealth. This is not only for males. It is for females as well. That is the person. The one whom we can sit in the same saf with the others in salah. Because we are all Muslims. It doesn't mean, my brother, don't sit next to me. I have 1 billion. You don't even have 100. Is that Islam? No. In Islam, whether you are a ruler or the one who is ruled, you will be in one saf in salah. Just like when you are resurrected on the day of judgment, you will be resurrected in the fashion that Allah wills, not you and I. Then we have those who are away from Allah. Sometimes Allah knows that you are too far from Him, but He loves you. He loves you. He wants you to turn. And He is seeing that the more He is giving you, the further you are going away from Him. But He loves you. He wants you to come back. So He keeps sending you reminders. This Jumu'ah lecture is not a coincidence. It was planned by Allah before your birth and mine. But I didn't know. You didn't know, but Allah knew. Allah knew that you were going to listen to what I was going to say, so that it is held against me and against you. Allah knew that. So it was no coincidence. Allah will ask you, you heard a good word, did you change your life? You heard the advice that came from قال الله وقال الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم. Did you change your life? Did it affect you? Did it bother you? You were told, you were warned, you were given advice. Did you take heed? Sometimes people still don't take heed. They will go out from Jumu'ah and they will say, MashaAllah, powerful talk. When you ask them, what did he say? They say, I can't remember, but it was powerful. Subhanallah. That is shaitan. He makes us forget good things, good advice. He makes us feel bad. We feel hurt when someone tells us, brother, humble yourself. Calm down. Don't develop arrogance and pride. We feel bad. Who is he to tell me? That's what we say. Who is he to talk? Well, these are the words of Allah. These are the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The kuffar of Quraysh used to say that to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They did not want him to give them advice. Look at how the story ended. Who was victorious and who were the losers? Learn the lesson. My beloved brothers and sisters, so if we still don't turn, we walk out and our ways have not changed, our heart has not moved. How can your heart not move when you came to the house of Allah? How can your heart not move when you heard the words of Allah? How can your heart not move when it is a Friday, the most blessed day of the week? How can your heart not move when it is the time of Jumu'ah and Jama'ah and we are here in our thousands and your heart is still inclining towards sin? May Allah strengthen us. Make an intention here and now to cut and quit the sins that you were planning to do after Salatul Jumu'ah. Some of us, we are sitting here, in our minds we are thinking, I cannot wait for this Jumu'ah to be finished so that I can go and meet my girlfriend. For the sake of Allah, change your plan. Allah is more important. It might be your last day on earth. Change your plan. Change your plan. If you were planning evil, drop it for Allah. Sometimes people still don't drop. Right now they think I will drop it, but when they go out, they receive a phone call, darling, waiting for you. A'udhu billahi. Switch off your phone if that is the case. You can keep on saying hello, hello, hello and cut it. It's better than going to commit the sin. Allahu Akbar. Think. We are talking reality. I don't want to speak fantasy. I want to speak the truth. It must affect us. So you don't want to turn to Allah. So Allah still loves you. What does He do? He makes you suffer a big loss. A big loss. I was a millionaire. Now I've become a thousandaire. What happened? Allah's telling you, I love you so much, so I brought you down. Because when you are up, you are floating with the sins. Maybe if you come down, you might remember me a little bit. You might remember who is the real boss. You might stop telling people I'm the boss. Because you are not. A little while later, if we still don't turn, there comes a time when Allah takes everything away. Then Allah can take your health away. Then someone dies around you who is loved to you. All that is a wake-up call. It's Allah tapping you to say, my worshipper, I love you. Turn to me. All this is deception. You are going to come back to me anyway. Let's make a good connection. Sometimes when we are sick and the doctor says, I don't know what's wrong. And you go to another doctor, specialist, the best doctor, and he checks you with the latest machines of Germany and Switzerland and wherever else. And they still tell you, we don't know what's wrong. Then you turn to Allah for the first time in your life. And you say, oh Allah, grant me cure. Wallahi, it was so, so cheap. It was a good deal. If your sickness brought you closer to Allah, it is the mercy of Allah. If your disease and your loss and your negativity brought you closer to Allah, it is a gift of Allah. It is better to die while you are closer to Allah than to live a life of luxury when you are far away from Allah. That is why I want to raise a point that I will repeat many times in the coming lectures of mine. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is known as afdalul khalqi wa akramur rusuli. The highest, the most noble of all prophets of Allah, the highest of creation. Who was he? Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah loved him the most and still loves him the most. More than you and I. Allah chose him above us. But Allah did not give him an aircraft to sit in. Yet we have an aeroplane. Allah did not give him a vehicle to sit in. Yet we have that. Allah did not give him technological advancement such that we have the mobile phone and the technology of today. We have it. Allah loves him more than you and I, but he didn't have a tap that he could open and clean water would come out from the tap. He did not have that. Allah loved him more than you and I, but he rode an animal when he wanted to travel. He didn't have a car. Allah loved him more than you and I. Allah loved him more than you and I, but the facilities and the air condition and the electricity and the list is endless. Every goodness we have, he did not have a carpet like the ones we have today. He did not have a fan like the ones we have today, but Allah loved him more than you and I. If Allah wanted, Allah would have given him everything. But Allah wants to show you and I that my love for you is not connected to material things. It's not connected to facility. and your car and your electricity and your phone and your handbag and your perfume, etc. That's not my pleasure. It's not connected to that. It is really connected to how serious you are about your relationship with me. Then you will find Allah. If Allah wanted, He could have given all of this technology to them. But not only Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all the previous prophets, they didn't have any facility that we have today. They did not have it. Not only them, the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, all of them, the whole of the Amawi Empire, the whole of the Abbasi Empire, up to very recently, they didn't have what we have. But you know what? We are further away from Allah than they were. Do you realize that? Who was stronger? Us or the Sahaba radiallahu anhum? No doubt, the Sahaba radiallahu anhum were stronger. They struggled. They strove. They battled. They went out to chop firewood. If I told you, brother, go and chop firewood, you'd say, me? Chopping firewood? Are you crazy? Are you crazy? I want to tell you something that brings tears to my eyes, my brothers, my sisters. The hadith says, ma min nabiyyin illa wara'a al-ghanam. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, we have not sent, Allah is actually telling us, there has been no Nabi that was sent except they were shepherds who looked after sheep and the flock. Subhanallah. The ones Allah loves the most, He told them, take some sheep and go into the pastures and look after the sheep. Allahu Akbar. And you and I, if someone told you, please, for one weekend, can you look after 100 sheep there in the farm? What would you do? You would consider it an insult. But here is the example of those whom Allah loves more, much more than you and I. And Allah says, no, we made sure they looked after sheep. Allahu Akbar, where are we? We are living in luxury. Don't drown in your luxury. That is my message today. And don't think that you have too little. Even the one who has the least from amongst us today has more than what the one who had at that time there in terms of facility. You have a shade of concrete, subhanallah. We have glass windows, beautiful chandeliers, lovely sound system. What is all this? It is a gift of Allah. Use what Allah gave you to get closer to Allah. Never to become far from Allah. The technology Allah gave you, the phones you have, wallahi, you are responsible how you use them. May Allah forgive me for wherever I have faltered. I am a human being. May Allah forgive me and all of us. We are human. We depend on the mercy of Allah. So my brothers, my sisters, keep trying. Keep trying. Try to earn the pleasure of Allah. If you falter, if you go wrong, don't lose hope. Your Rabb is the most merciful. Do you want to hear some of the names of your Rabb? Some of the names of your Rabb. The most beneficent, the most merciful, the most kind, the most forgiving, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Subhanallah, the one who keeps forgiving, the one who keeps having mercy. Ghaffarun, Ghafurun, Wadudun, Rahimun, Subhanallah, Rahmanun, Ilah al-Alameen. قل يا عبادي الذين أسرفوا على أنفسهم لا تقنطوا من رحمة الله إن الله يغفر الذنوب جميعا إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. Tell my worshippers who have transgressed against themselves, if you have committed a sin, Don't lose hope in the mercy of Allah. He will forgive all your sins. Oh Allah, forgive us. Oh Allah, forgive our sins. Oh Allah, we ask you forgiveness. Oh Allah, on this Friday, in this beautiful masjid, in your house at this lovely time, we seek your mercy, we want your mercy. Bless us and guide us and grant us goodness, oh Allah. Bless us and our children, our offspring, our nation. Oh Allah, grant us growth and honesty and all the good qualities and protect us from shaitan, ilaha al-alamin. Allah's mercy is great. Don't lose hope. Don't think you are a bad person. The fact that you are in the house of Allah is that you are a good person. It shows there is goodness in you. That's why Allah brought you to His house. You can only come to the house of Allah when you have a connection with Allah. Would you come to my house when you don't know me? Would I come to your house when I have no connection with you? That's why the hadith says, one of those who will be granted a special shade on the day of judgment, رَجُلٌ قَلْبُهُ مُعَلَّقٌ بِالْمَسَاجِدِ. A man, a person whose heart is connected to the house of Allah. If your heart is connected to the house of Allah, it shows your connection with Allah. Allah will treat you like a VIP on the day of Qiyamah. Many people are famous in this world. Very famous. The whole world knows them. But in the sky, in the heavens, no one knows them. And there are so many from amongst us. No one knows them in this world besides a handful. But in the heavens, all the angels know who the person is. Why? Because they are always doing dhikrullah, remembering Allah with the masjid, with tilawah, with the goodness. They are trying for the sake of Allah. Subhanallah, alhamdulillah, la ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, la ilaha illallah, etc., etc. It's going up all the time. The deeds are being written, recorded, goodness going up every day. Those are the true VIPs. May Allah make us from among them. My brothers and sisters, it's a day of Friday. Don't lose hope in the mercy of Allah. You are in His house. Feel good about yourself. Say, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluhu. And then when you go out after Salatul Jumu'ah, you need to make sure your life has changed. Your life has changed. If you don't turn your life towards Allah, perhaps a day will come when you may be taken away in the disobedience of Allah. So let us rather be taken away while we are trying to please Allah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us all. Barakallahu li wa lakum fil Qur'an wa sunnah. Wa nafa'ani wa iyaakum bima fihima min al-ayati wal-hikmah. Aqulu qawli hadha wa astaghfirullaha li wa lakum wa lisa'iril muslimin. Fastaghfiruhu innahu huwa al-ghafurur rahim.